It's Hidden Gems Day on 88.7 MyFM, a day where we profile hidden gems in the community like a good farm in Centerville. I'm here on the farm today with Kathy McNeil. Kathy, thank you very much for inviting me out here. Can we start off with you telling me a little bit of the history and backstory on the farm?
Okay, well, this farm is over 100 years old. It was farmed all the way up to about 1970, and then Alan's father bought it as a retirement farm in the 80s, and he planted all the apple trees. He was a botanist. And then his parents lived here, and now we've been here about 7 years. And part of the farm is still farmed by our neighbor, and it's all organic.
Now, anyone interested in coming out, checking out the farm, or checking out the products that you have available, what does a typical visit look like?
Well, people can drop by any time and ask us questions if they want, if they can find us. We sell our cider in the fall, and apples if we have them, all organic. From about through September, October, and maybe the beginning of November, depending on the crop. And then we've just started having some music events in the barn. We have this beautiful big 100-year-old barn. And because it's not heated, we won't be having anything over the winter. But look for it in the spring, summer, and next fall, 2023. And we will be having, hopefully, an assortment of musical events.
And now, is there anything else you'd like to mention or highlight about the farm?
Well, it's a beautiful place. We don't sell it, but we also do, we have a sugar shack, and we make maple syrup for our own use and our friends and neighbors. And for us, mostly, it's just a beautiful place to live, and we're trying to use it to the best of our ability. And we're very fortunate in that our neighbor, John Wise, does farm organically on our fields. So that preserves this area as a farm. And we're very happy about that.
Thank you very much for having me out here today, Kathy. Get the complete list of our hidden gems now at napanitoday.ca.